This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Dr. Edwin Coleman Jr. was a University of Oregon professor, a musician, and a prominent leader in Eugene's African-American community for decades. Edwin Coleman was born in El Dorado, Arkansas, in 1932. At age 5, a traveling minstrel group came to town, and the young Coleman attended the show with his family. His father recognized that Edwin was enthralled by the music and bought his son a violin. Edwin took lessons in town and quickly blossomed into a talented musician. When World War II began, Coleman's parents took part in the massive West Coast labor boom. The family relocated to Alameda, California, where Edwin Sr. worked in shipbuilding. Edwin Jr. found racism in the West as bad as in the South. As one of just 150 black students in his high school class of 2000, Edwin was bullied and faced frequent racial harassment. His teachers steered him away from academics and towards technical trades, which angered his mother especially. In the end, Coleman graduated and enrolled at nearby San Francisco City College, while also serving in the Air Force Reserves. Soon, Coleman was dispatched to Fairchild Air Force Base in Spokane. There, he became a bass player in the station band. After completing his military service, Coleman finished his 2-year degree at San Francisco City College and completed a bachelor's degree from San Francisco State University. While living in San Francisco, Coleman became an in-demand bass player. He toured the country with Vince Guaraldi, Ella Fitzgerald, Kingston Trio, and Peter, Paul, and Mary. He participated in activist organizing with the Congress of Racial Equality and met civil rights figures like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and James Baldwin. In the late 1960s, Coleman decided to pursue a PhD. He enrolled in the theater department at University of Oregon, where he studied folklore and performance. After graduating in 1971, Dr. Coleman was immediately hired to the faculty of the English department. Coleman set about redesigning the department's courses to include African American literature into the curriculum for the first time. His work helped create the university's Ethnic Studies Department, of which he was the first faculty chair in 1981, and which he later served as the department director. Coleman had been a University of Oregon professor for 30 years when he retired in 1998. His teaching represented his long career as a scholar and a performer of black art, and his first-person experiences in confronting racism and inequality. Dr. Coleman died in 2017. In 2019, a mural of Dr. Coleman, featuring quotes, musical notes, and books, was painted on the Eugene Boys and Girls Club. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.